All right, good morning and welcome to the show on The Real Network. It is what, just after 6 in the morning? There's no one else here except Sivengesi.
Just a humble guy.
Just a humble man.
Just a humble
advocate. He arrived here like, as always, perfectly on time. You don't like being late.
Right, on time is late.
Yeah.
So I was early.
Yeah, we were sitting here talking shit for like 15 minutes. So I hope you guys are all right and everything's going well and you're ready for, what is it? It's like Trump inauguration on the 20th. And everybody in America seems to think that at that moment everything's going to change. It's like a coronation. Mm. And the spirits will change and the people's attitudes will change and everything will be different from the exact moment that he goes, I'm Donald J. Trump. Do swear to uphold the Constitution.
If you think about it, that bullet could have gone a little bit to the right, and things could have changed.
Everything would have, dude.
Like, things are, like a little bit, maybe 5 centimeters to the right, and the whole world could have changed.
What do you think it would have been? Better, worse, much better, or much worse? Honestly,
I don't think you can kill someone on national television. And things be good.
No, I don't care what you say. Completely agree.
Yeah,
Morg says laptop sound today. I brought a microphone here and we tried to connect it up and it just doesn't seem to make any difference. So what we can do is we can move this a bit closer and then you don't, doesn't sound so far away. Is that better? James, just give us the thumbs up if you think that's better. Because he's busy producing. James didn't even brush his hair this morning. You see when he was talking to us earlier?
Your fans are quite particular. Like they, why are you doing this show from inside a bathroom?
I know.
So you must like they're quite like.
Are they fucking irritating a lot of the time?
It's become is this not Twitter? But check.
I do see here. someone asked something about you here.
Someone said, "Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?" Yeah, Siv, you must come to Mac G, says Sango.
Oh, Mac G.
Have you been on Mac G?
Yeah, you know, I think Mac G.
Been on there.
No, I haven't. I think Mac G and them know that I'll fuck them up if they talk shit.
Well, I think that they also know that you are probably, they've got to keep somebody. You see, the problem in South Africa is if you try to get guests who are going to hit 10 out of 10s every time, you're going to run out of people after 5 days. And this is the problem. Like, people often say to me, oh, you must do more TV. And I'm like, what for? Mm. Expensive, time-consuming, hurry up and wait. You got to pay for a whole crew. You know what TV's like.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a lot of that shit.
But listen, joke aside.
But how are you going to find guests?
Yeah, I agree. Right? No, listen, I love what they're doing. McG and them are doing crazy work. One day, I'm definitely will pop in there, talk some nonsense.
It's a great show. Mm. I think you should go on. I can't believe you haven't already. I wouldn't trust James to wash my car, says Carl. Gareth, thanks for calling out that public holiday hack. You're right. People must work if they want to get paid. I hate all these holidays. Yeah, there's a thing that Leanne told us on Monday. If you take 7 days of leave in April, you will get 17 days.
Oh, wow.
If you play your cards right. So there are a couple of public holidays and things. And then in between, if you take those 7 days, you basically get 17.
I hate public holidays.
I hate them too.
I think it's a waste of time.
Totally.
A country like us cannot be taking so much public holidays. We were taking public holidays doing flipping COVID lockdown. What? That doesn't flipping make sense. We're already on... Oh, lazy sons of a bitches.
South Africa is... I think we're in the top third of countries. We're not as bad as France. France has the most public holidays.
Is it?
And I mean, the French don't work anyway. So it's a big problem.
More than us.
They are lazy as shit. And I'm sorry if anyone French is listening, but stand up for yourself and try to fight me on this. It's not going to work. The French do as little work as possible.
I was there for the World Cup.
Yep.
I loved Paris, but the worst part about Paris is the French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a morbid bunch of losers. I didn't even hook up with any woman. I just thought it would be dry.
They are very, first of all, if you can't speak any, they don't want to talk to you.
I speak.
A little bit.
No, I speak. It's universal. Oh, come on. Oh, I don't lose.
Speak fucking, look at you. I bumped into Siv at the Cape Town airport in October last year. He noticed that I still have a green book ID. I was so embarrassed. I booked my appointment with the Department of Home Affairs the following week. Snay, that's so embarrassing. Because he's not going to let you. Did you give her the look?
I must have called her a pass, a dome pass.
So apparently they are they phasing that out or something? Because I've got the card as well. Let me just hear.
No, one day I was walking in New York, the same time I bumped into you, and I saw a woman, and I think there was like something sticking out like this out of her backside. Like, it must be in the corner. I said to her, I don't care what you say, girl. You're South African. She goes, how do you know? I say, girl, you have a dumba sticking out your bum. I'm allergic to dumbasses.
Oh, fuck. Wait, Jared says Iran has 26 public holidays, but most commemorate dead Islamic leaders, so they're no fun. Wow. Ayatollahs. How many Ayatollahs have they had?
I don't know. What's that?
Ayatollah, he's the guy with the big turban on.
Oh, no.
He, at the moment, is the... Who's the current one is, there was Ayatollah Khomeini.
What?
Then there's Ayatollah Khamenei. I think the current one we've got is Khamenei. But there was Nakhbata in between. See, I know my shit.
He was a gentleman.
It's nice as you gave her a hug and was like, old school, huh? Very good. Okay, I'll gladly walk around with my green book on my forehead. It's called class. Please.
It won't be called class when they stop it.
Yeah, because they also now, what I don't like is the way that things that are meant to not expire. Like that ID card is meant to be forever.
Yeah.
And I looked at it yesterday and it actually, mine expires, I think, in 4 years' time or something.
What?
The card.
Does it expire?
I'm going to check. Hang on. I need to check now. Gotta make sure about that.
What needs to expire is every single South African passport so we can get new ones so the world can stop making us get visas.
Yeah, that's because they don't want us in their countries. So it says...
Can't expire, man. Can't expire. I cannot.
Date of issue?
Won't expire.
Oh, no. It's the driver's license. Okay, yeah. No, this one. This is the one. Right. So...
Let me see. You look like the perfect race.
This one expires.
Yeah, that one expires.
The driver's license expires. Mine in 2027. Fuckers. Why? I mean, unless you're turning, what they should do is test you at like...
Okay.
At 70 years old.
This is very simple, Gareth.
Okay, go.
Your eyesight can deteriorate over that time.
So?
This is very simple. How long does it last for? Your
5 years?
5 years. Bro, your eyes can deteriorate hectically in 5 years. You know what I mean? Like...
Leanne mentioned going to the Department of Home Affairs for passport renewal as much as being a cultural experience. Just make an appointment at the bank. That's obviously the easy way to do it. And a lot of the banks do it now. Can't wait to book my next holiday. Are you going anywhere this year?
I just came from Vietnam.
How was that?
How's
Vietnam?
I'm going to say this and then we're going to get in gag for this. But you know, in South Africa, we love to equate poverty to crime.
Mm.
And we use poverty to justify crime.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, the average person is poorer than the average person here.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so safe.
Yeah.
The question is it the karma thing that they believe that they're going to come back? You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Because guys, like, they will refuse to take tips. Walked around with my back pocket. I would walk around with a cell phone in the back pocket, right? New Year's, I've never seen so many people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff, they wrote there 12:01. As soon as the fireworks end, everyone must be gone. Cliff, it went whoosh, 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 bloop, and they all went, started walking. Like,
so
filtering through.
It's a self-discipline thing.
And then I looked around and there were people selling food, stuff, and no one took a single thing. And then I sat there.
If this is South Africa,
We would have cleared them. And I don't say they would have cleared them. I said we would have cleared them.
So what is it? Like, because I've often thought about this. Why is it that in South Africa, people will like attack somebody? And don't get me wrong. There are some things. Someone posted a thing on Twitter yesterday, which I saw, about how they have something like 2,500 phones stolen a day in London. Which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's probably comparable to Joburg or Cape Town, but we don't report ours, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot of like take what you can when you can.
Yeah.
There's no real respect for like mine or yours. Mm-hmm. So if I see your car keys there and I'm like, that's a better car than what I'm driving. Maybe I can just take it.
Mm.
Where does that come from? Well, compared to like Vietnam, okay, why don't they do that?
Can I just throw in a little spanner in the works there? I would love to, if James could see this, but if he's in it, but which one out of the three that you just mentioned has the biggest gap between rich and poor?
Probably Vietnam.
Proximity to seeing. Because when I was in Vietnam, I hardly saw wealth as close to proximity as it is here to poor.
So then it's about jealousy.
Or it's about...
Which is even worse.
It's my turn. How come you have and I don't have? Because I was in Vietnam, I didn't see any like out wealth.
I don't know, because I think it's a fear of see, they're different cultures, and I kind of have an inkling as to what the answer is, which is why I asked you. Otherwise, we just go round and round in circles. But there are some cultures that are based on fear, some that are based on shame, and some that are based on pride. And there's this mixture of, in places like Vietnam and in India, where you have massive poverty. I mean, you literally have a tower block that a family own the entire building, and they live on various floors, and they have like hanging gardens from the floors, and you know, like their own cinema and gym and 17,000 car parking spaces and all this kind of shit. And right next to it is a person lying in the road with like no legs and shitting and pissing and eating without moving.
It reminds me of that picture of you when you took people to court.
Yeah. That one, you know, that
iconic.
That was when Dali and Bofu and I were walking past the guy in the skip.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't feel shit about that at all. I had just won a case against Mnet.
No, you don't have to feel anything. But I'm saying the picture was great.
The picture was amazing.
The picture was like revolutionary.
But you know what amazes me is I don't think it has to do with inequality. Inequality is the point of life. If you want to be the same as everyone else, you are going to be boring and you're going to be a failure and no one's going to care about you.
So okay. So I try to understand.
Culture is based on shame. That's that you would be ashamed to not go the way everybody else is going. That it would be shameful for you to not do what the culture expects of you.
Mm.
The pride one is almost the same, but in a positive direction. That's like, if I want to have pride in myself, I must behave X way. And then there are cultures based on fear, where like it's actually just punishment that stops you from doing things. Either punishment in the now or punishment in the hereafter.
Do you know what society has a bigger gap between people? Do you know what society?
The biggest Gini coefficient. Is that what you're talking about? Because that's how they measure it.
Okay. You're not going to get this. No, you don't. Wait, before you even try. Dating apps. The good looking compared to the ugly. The gap is huge. If you're a dating app and you're ugly, hey, you might as well be living in Alexander compared to Santa.
I know what you're talking about.
How do you word it? Because at the moment, if you're on a dating app, guys are getting no swipes, but there'll be this pool of guys who are just romping all the women. People aren't talking about it, but at the moment, and I'm not going to go on a hectic tangent now, but at the moment, men are struggling because the dating game has moved there, has moved online in the DMs, and the guys who look good
are winning
everything, and
leaving no scraps on the table.
Yeah, and your wives and your girlfriends are getting fucked, and you don't even know it. Now, and I know that's a harsh thing to say, but I think it should be mandatory for you to test your kids' genes to see if it's yours.
Well, I think that I did a test a while ago. There's a thing called Easy DNA. You look it up.
Okay.
Most people use it to figure out whether or not they have a genetic predisposition to any diseases, allergies, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, that kind of shit.
Okay.
Interesting, but it also includes like paternity tests and all the rest of it. And that is for whether or not you have a kid or whether you are actually your father's kid.
I don't like that.
Oh, no.
I have a kid.
So here's an interesting
around
thing.
Around the world.
Yeah. So what's interesting about
I don't like this test.
So they did, first of all, you know, in South Africa, one third to one half of the kids who are registered for as births, I mean, everybody's meant to be, without fathers.
60%.
I heard it was between a third and a half, might be more.
Yeah, because on the birth certificate, it doesn't mean there's no fathers, though.
No.
It just means he maybe wasn't there.
The mother doesn't put it on the birth certificate, so there's something wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
She'd put her name.
Yes, because a lot of times mothers are like, it's less hassle if he's not there.
Right, but still.
Yeah, but that's trouble. Yeah.
So, okay. That's still a problem, though.
Yeah.
It's a sign that there are problems. Anyway, this thing also allows you to then see your distant ancestry. So it'll tell you how your genes break down. It gives you a different haplotypes, so that the different divisions of the family tree of humanity, as they moved here, as they moved there, where they went, what they did. So that it goes through from A to, I think, triple Z or whatever, and you've got certain populations that are kind of in certain locations. Mm-hmm. So it can't tell you this was your ancestor, but it can say to you, this is roughly where your ancestors lived 1,000, 2,000, 8,000, 25,000, 100,000 years ago.
Okay.
Which is fascinating. So I think that could really make a lot of people quite nervous.
Comrades, I'm telling you, I've been on the dating apps. It is brutal. It is brutal. And for me, it's, and especially a lot of the times how transactional things have become with dating and all that kind of stuff. There is literally a percentage of men who are romping everyone.
Yeah. Well, I've got two friends who are on, they're on all of them. So it's Hinge, Tinder, Bumble. I don't know the others, but those are main.
There's one called Fields.
Fields.
Fields is when the woman right and the guys are right there. I want this. I want I want this. I want this.
Shit.
Put it in here. I want this. I was there for a very short time.
Well, these guys, these two friends of mine, they are good-looking people, and they are cleaning up, all right? But if you go on there and you see how much they're swiping, left is no.
No.
They're swiping a lot of lefts. And they've put in filters already on all of these things, but it's going ping, 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 ping. And I'm like, can't you have a conversation with us? They're like, no, I'm busy. It's like maintenance. They have to manage this thing almost like, you know, if you're on a work WhatsApp channel and they're busy the whole time on these things. They happen to be scoring, but I know for a fact that those things are just a shit show for most people.
I've gone off because it got addictive.
Really?
It just, you getting that ping, I'm good enough. Ping, I'm good enough.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I'm good. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, listen here. So if you think the gap between people here in South Africa is bad, go on dating apps. It's even bigger.
I totally agree. And you know, the funny thing about good looking versus ugly is there's actually nothing you can do about it. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you're poor, you can always get rich. You can. Everyone on earth has the ability. We all know one of those stories where someone's gone from nothing to something, right? And we also know the stories where someone's gone from something to nothing.
Agreed.
So resources are a lot easier than if you're really, really ugly, like fucking monstrous. There's nothing you can do. If you're fat, you can lose weight. If you're thin, you can put on muscle. You can do all the things that you need to do. But I just feel for these very ugly people, because where are you going to get it? And those are the people who pay like an OnlyFans model to talk to them. You know?
So someone asked me, what do I think of people paying premium for Tinder and all that? I was on all those apps and I was paying. Guys, you on those apps, you cannot not pay, because you want access to everyone. So now you know how it works. So, for example, if you only use normal, you only see one. If you pay, you see five. Do you know what I mean? So I say everyone needs to pay. And someone's asking, what happened to meeting people? Listen, bro, meeting people in bars is
it doesn't happen.
Time consuming.
And people don't do it anymore.
Catch COVID. You can catch COVID. Someone asked about Alex. Someone asked about my wheelchair friend.
Carl says, how's that wheelchair made of yours? Alex, I spoke to him on his birthday.
Alex is living in South Africa full time. He's a single dad. And yes, his penis works. People always ask that weirdly. Why do you, you know, they see his child, then they say, well, does his penis work? I'm like, how does people get kids? And today's his first day, kid go to school.
Okay, well, yes, today's first day of school for a lot of parents. So good luck, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Today's the day. And Bitcoin Butt says, so Siv, if I wanted to pump more, I needed to pay more. Yes, that is how life works.
You men are always paying for something.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. If an outgoing guy like Siv has to go on a dating app to find someone, it's simple. Indoorsy people like me are in serious trouble.
Wait. You said a word that says need. I don't need a dating app. But when I travel, the best way to meet people is dating apps when I travel. It's like the best. I can.
But just for hookups, for fun.
I don't do hookups.
Or just to meet someone.
Well,
you lie.
I know. That's lie. Maybe people are
you listening. Lie.
But I think the best way for me when I travel is I get to be able to go to a traveling version of it. So if I'm in South Africa and I'm going to America in 2 months, I can go, hey, let's meet up when I'm there in 2 months. So
right.
You can do a thingy. So Dora, it's not needed, but it helps.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know how these... what does the premium get you aside from more of the people?
So premium, you don't run out of swipes.
Oh,
and you get, I think, 4 super swipes. So super swipe means you go super swipe and they definitely see you. And you go, hey.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Super swipe.
So super swipe, you pay extra. Yeah.
So you still on any of these things?
No, I'm off all of them.
Off all of them?
Yeah. But my picture is used a lot of the times. If you swiping, it's a catfish.
What happened to good old school picking up the girl and carrying them on your shoulders to your house and it's yours? Says Mfundo.
Mfundo, that sounds very Zulu of you. Mfundo is...
yeah, he's very Zulu.
Mfundo, you're sounding very Zulu, eh?
What do they call it? The ukutwala.
Yeah. No, guy, you're sounding very Zulu, my friend. You're sounding very Zuma.
Yeah, I'm going to take it, put it on my shoulders.
But guys, what we have to mention is people are not talking about how scared men are in the dating world at the moment.
Tell me, what do you mean?
I think people don't realize that. I think men have always feared rejection, right? Like all humans. But I do think the price to pay now is a lot bigger, right? So for me, I think. Did you ever see the thing about the comedian who went on a date with a girl and she wrote a think piece?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you know what I mean?
And then he was basically persona non grata. His whole career was fucked.
Yes, but I mean, it split the population.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So for me, I do think the dating app does take away from the potential of being rejected face first. Or you know, it's here. It still hurts.
Of course it hurts.
It's a lot better than getting thinking with your face. So I do think a lot of men currently, what people don't talk about, a lot of men are flipping. They don't want to be cancelled. They don't want anything to happen like that. So a lot of them feel a little more confident behind the computer. Like everyone feels confident. Like a lot of you guys are chatting now, saying things that you would never say in person. Like,
oh no, these people probably would.
Yeah. Who are these people anyway? Why are you up? You know what I mean? So I do think, guys, people are not talking about, but they do say this generation having less sex than any generation past.
So that worries the hell out of me because what tells you that a society is healthy is the number of children they produce. And I mean, I don't have kids. And I think about this often. I'm like, why do I not? I mean, my brother's got 2, but that's replacement for maybe him and his wife, right? And the family's getting smaller where it should be getting bigger. That's how it should work. That's the way of things. It's how it should be. And I think often that it's, and there's a difference obviously between producing the children and having sex. But I think there are a lot of lonely, sad people.
I
and that worries me a lot more because especially when men are sad and lonely, bad things happen.
So when men are sad, lonely, or depressed, they hurt other people.
Correct.
And women hurt themselves. Self-mutilation.
I think both have the propensity to hurt.
Yes, but what kind of hurt are you saying, buddy? You're talking about speaking and shouting, screaming and shouting, or you're talking about GBV? in comparison. Because when men are depressed, unhappy, whatever, they hurt others, kids, women, other people. How do women hurt other people?
It's a bit simplistic, hey? You know, in Australia, one in every three domestic violence incidents is a woman on a man.
Okay.
And that's Australia. I mean, that
okay,
some very butch women there.
Okay, my chums. Now, I hear that stat, and that stat on paper says that domestic violence is if she goes, you piece of, throws a key, that's domestic violence. Or she slaps him or hits him. That's domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Sure.
That is, right? So I think there are definitely more people who are slapping and hitting their partners with a slap or a hit or throwing mm-hmm. a keys compared to the men who are killing them with a knife or stabbing them. You know what I mean?
But we're the country that leads the way.
We are number one. But I do, so the GB, that stat, I understand what that stat is saying, Cliff. It's definitely talking about GBV in the sense of women either screaming, shouting, being abusive verbally, or backslaps.
So Slippery Pickles says, Gareth, that's a penal colony. Australia.
But I do think the, did you notice that Men's Mental Health Month is November?
I didn't know that.
And it leads into 16-month days of activism. But if you don't fix this one will not be better.
I don't, you know, like men need a mental health month.
No, I don't believe in that. Yeah. I do think men's mental health needs to be looked at.
Oh, big time.
Like, I don't, people mustn't mess
but,
up.
But there's a difference between people who are in serious trouble and people who just need to get their shit together.
Oh, okay.
They're functional. Mm. You know, I'm sure you have lots of friends, acquaintances, people you've worked with. You can tell that they would be a little bit better if they went to therapy or if they got some stuff sorted out or if they maybe made their relationship less horrible, less nasty. Because people can be nasty to each other and they stay together just because they're afraid of being alone. Mm. But those are not the people with serious problems. We're talking about the ones who have such hardware damage from a young age, that they've been abused, that they've been, you know, there's like post-traumatic stress stuff going on. That's the people that we're talking about. Right?
Those are the ones
that when you talk about mental health, those are the ones who actually we need to say, you are going for this, whether you like it or not, you need it. The whole society needs it.
But my chums, what I only discovered this year is that Men's Mental Health Month is November, and it leads to 6 days of activism, right? If we do not fix... these men or us.
Yeah.
My friend, that month is going to get worse and worse.
So, Bitcoin Boat says, did all the South African lesbians move to Australia?
I just want to say, I did not laugh.
So this is an interesting thing too. And you can check me on all of this because I'm not just spitting out fucking fake numbers here. Apparently, the group with the largest amount of domestic violence in any measurable society is lesbians. There's more physical violence between angry lesbians than there is between like angry straight people or angry gays.
Now
that's an interesting thing to talk about.
Okay.
Because we always just assume men will be the most violent ones. But if it's two girls, apparently that can unravel very quickly.
I go back to what I said earlier, Cliff. I definitely feel like I think men's form of GBV, because they're stronger, because they're bigger, has more lasting effects.
Yeah, sure.
Like death.
Yeah, sure.
Like death and,
but it's,
and black eyes.
Sure, but it takes a... There's a whole step between... And I want to know what that switch is with particularly South African men, where it... And we certainly don't want to get into a heavy conversation on a Wednesday morning about this, but it's worth reflecting on since we're there now. I want to know where that switch is, where people, guys, go, okay, I'm now going to get physically violent, and then the further switch of like, no, I'm going to kill her. Why is that? Why does that happen? That scares the hell out of me. How does that happen? That you go from, okay, I'm going to teach this bitch a lesson, old school kind of. Because remember, this is the kind of violence that women have actually been subjected to for all of human history. It's only in the last 150 years that consent was a thing. Don't pretend that before that it was part of our civilization.
Yeah.
So we've got millions of years as we were evolving from apes out of the trees into now. Only in the last 100, maybe 150 years has consent been a thing. So men are dealing with a genetic backlog, genetic memory, which is thousands if not millions of years old, which says this is how you behave.
Yeah.
So only now we started to change that. But I want to know, is that enough to push people? Like, I've never hit a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I ever could. And I know, because you've spoken about this so much on social media, you don't, and your mother would have fucking given you...
Killed me.
She would have killed you before you had a chance.
So, not to go too much into that, friend. I think any man or woman who kills someone, something breaks, and it doesn't happen overnight.
It's like a build-up.
I think it's a build-up, and then something snaps.
And it's something in them.
Yes.
Because sometimes... They might kill a random person, in which case you can't exactly say that other random person had anything to do with it.
Yeah, so, right. But yeah, friend, I do think it's
like guys who kill prostitutes.
Yeah. But right. Someone said there, Silva, you're saying women's GBV doesn't matter. No one said that. I think anyone, if we simplified it, no one should hit anyone ever. Ever, ever, ever. You know what I mean? If we lived in a perfect world.
I don't know. Children, a bit of discipline with the hand is never a bad thing.
I fully agree, but many people do not.
Yeah, you don't hit someone else's children.
Yes.
But if you are the parent and that's how you raise your kids, I don't have any problem with it.
I believe...
I'm not going to get involved.
Yeah, agreed. So I'm just saying, everyone, I'm not saying women's GBV doesn't count. That's what I'm saying, guys. I'm not saying... I'm just saying the difference is that men's GBV has a lot... Is different, and I think it lasts a lot longer with death and all those kind of things. But anyway, but what I do want to say is that what I find quite interesting is that when a man kills, right, they say he's evil. He's the problem. Yeah. They don't say he has a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a woman kills, people go, oh man, it was her last resort.
What made her do that?
What made her do that? Like, it's her last resort.
Yeah.
So I do
that's
think,
why, and also that's why women love watching those CSI shows.
Yes. So I do think there's a different narrative towards it. But I think people shouldn't hit anyone. I think you're allowed to hit your children. I'm sorry. I fully agree with it. Like, sometimes I see kids and I'm like...
That child just needs a clap.
Like, boundaries. Boundaries and discipline. And I think for me... Sometimes a hit and a slap can help you with boundaries and discipline. But this little section is going to be cut up and it's going to be used.
So this is interesting. Carl says this is easy to explain. The two girls see it as a fair fight, so they're more likely to box. But if it's a guy and a girl, there's more risk for both.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what I want to ask you about, because you're all over the internet and you've got lots of friends in different places and you talk to interesting people. And I know you've thought about these things. What do you make of guys who... what they call them, incels? These guys, these loser guys, right?
Starting by calling them losers.
Well, they'd be... Please, I mean, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much for you to score. I know you've said it's the dating app world, but you can go out as a guy, and you can walk up to a woman in a bar, or there are lots of places where people go.
You've been famous for how many years now, Cliff?
Yeah, you can.
You're one of the most recognizable faces in this fucking country.
It is not difficult. You will meet people. It's not hard. It's about basic socialization.
They will meet people, but not the people that they want to meet. So now they want to meet and fuck hotter women, right?
That is a problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you think about it, someone put a picture up of... in fact, I think we might even...
What's sexual harassment, what's not?
Yeah, we discussed this probably about 2 weeks ago. How, you know, in the 40s and 50s, they would like paint a woman on the plane. And she would be an average-looking woman, let's be fair. Like Marilyn Monroe today wouldn't have a chance, right?
So for me, I think media doesn't give her justice because she was so beautifully shapely.
Maybe. But I don't believe, like, compared to the... If you just go on a Pornhub now, you're going to find 25 Marilyn Monroes in your first fucking 5 minutes.
I haven't been there in four years.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
You know what? I watch my own porn now.
You make your own and watch your own.
I watch my own now.
But that's not the point. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm proud of you for that, too. As long as she knows.
Oh, she knows. Wait. Relax. Consensual.
Yeah, okay. So, I thought about this, that in those days, there were these Hollywood actresses. And, you know, Vivian Leigh, if you look at her now, sure, she was pretty, right? Mm-hmm. Katharine Hepburn. These are beautiful women, but they're not like the... Now you see 10 women like that pass you in the street, right? And obviously there are lots of ugly people too.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to become a show where we just talk about how Siv scores because he's good looking. But I don't think it's that hard for guys to just man up and to talk to someone. You think I'm being horrible just by from the outset calling them losers? I think if you're online the whole time, I think if you spend your whole day gaming, I mean, there's nothing wrong with gaming, right? If you're a guy guys like a challenge, a quest, they want to win something, gaming gives them that ability with no one else around. So in case they lose, you know.
It's like jerking off.
That's sad.
Yeah. But
sad. You can't live like that.
The reason why I said you can't call them losers because you've just... Not everyone who can't score a woman is an incel.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but I'm just saying, is it... You talked about incels and you said it's not hard to get.
I think we got to look up this definition because otherwise we're going to.
But incels are some dangerous motherfuckers.
Okay, so an incel, let's just look at this. It's a member of the online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually. We kind of covered that ground. Mm-hmm. Typically associated with views that are hostile towards women and men who are sexually active.
Yeah, but not every man who can't get ass is hostile towards women, though.
No, obviously not.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But
no, we're talking about incels.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to know what you think of these people.
Incels, for me, are dangerous. It's a dangerous community.
Sure, those are the people who will murder a hooker.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Right.
And they end up judging each other for anyone actually getting a girlfriend.
Oh.
So
if you leave the community.
Yes.
Like if you find a girl.
Yes, then you get shunned.
Oh.
Then they're like, what? You are heterosexual? What? You're right? So that's why for me...
So there's no way out?
Oh, if you go in, you're out. You know what I mean? It's that crazy.
So if you find a girl and you leave the incel community, the others...
You get shunned, right? So that's why...
But who cares? Because you're not an incel anymore.
Yeah, but...
Aren't you happy?
But they will find each other. They will find you. So like that's where for me. Sorry. So we're not. I wasn't saying Gareth was saying that all men who can't get ass are incels, but some men who can't get women are struggling. Doesn't mean they're incels, right? But I have seen some friends that I have grown up with and I know very well who are experiencing such rejection with women that I see them have these weird incel outbursts.
Really?
And then I'm
like, how does it work? How to explain? Give me. You're an actor. Act out an incel outburst.
I'll give you the finest example. A friend of mine was a struggling with something, and then he went on a tangent. He's not an incel, right?
Okay.
But even he admits that there was a moment when he lost it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, these fucking bitches, these whores, fuck them, they don't deserve that. It becomes like quite like, and then I go, but then I jump in with input, and then they go, you have no say in this particular thingy because you're recognizable and you're famous. You don't struggle in this particular department. Then I have to go,
Yeah, but you, first of all, no one should ever, on any basis at all, tell you can't have an opinion on anything. No. I hate that. It's like when you walk in and, oh, no, you're a white male. You can't talk in this space. Fuck off. The minute anyone says that to me, I'm like, fuck you.
What do you think about...
But let's just get back to these... Because I had a friend once who was... He was going off in a public space. There were a bunch of us there about, like, low-quality women, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, there are no good women around and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of got that vibe that you got, but obviously diluted. But
yes.
I could sense there was like an... Like, this guy is angry with women.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is... He blames women... All women.
Yeah.
For the fact that he is unsuccessful in sex.
It is dangerous.
Right.
It is dangerous. But it doesn't make him an incel.
No.
Yeah.
So
someone said, Gareth is right. They are losers. I just wanted to clarify that one part. I'm not saying you said that, but I'm saying sometimes two people just call people incels who... Incels are some danger... It's a dangerous community of men. Now, I just want to add this to men before we move on to another topic. I do think men and women are meant to be disappointed by people of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
It
gives you resilience.
Yeah, it gives you resilience. I won't lie. I have, in the last few months, I have been taking some hits, right?
Oh, really? Oh, you have?
I've been taking some hits.
There's hope for you, incels.
I've been taking some hits. And I'm not going to put a date to it, just in case someone's listening going, wait a minute, I was part of that.
It was me.
So, over the last year, I feel like I've experienced women who were, like, on a mission to go, I will show you. I will put you in your business, predominantly the young ones. Those young ones, the replies are late. They are always late. They are always canceling. They are cold.
Yeah, okay. This is a problem, though. I want to bring this up, too. Why is it that women have a much worse track record for changing their mind, letting canceling. You down, canceling, it is, being late?
It's bad.
This is really a problem.
Guys, it is. And I need to talk about it here because...
If I had to do an accounting of the number of times I've made arrangements with friends of mine and the number of times I've made arrangements with women, whether they're friends or girlfriends or potential romantic possibilities,
it's bad.
Hookups, whatever. Women are
so bad,
ungovernable when it comes to like time? Last minute, on the day, dude.
You're
already sitting there.
You have no fucking idea. Woman, if you're listening, it has gotten to a point, Gareth, that I literally am finding myself explaining basics. Basics of not being late, replying times.
But this is manners.
Basic manners. And yeah. I'm not giving it a time frame because I know there'll be a woman who I'm hooking up with right now who will say, what do you mean? I'm not giving it a time frame. I'm telling you that every single man in my life is complaining about women being late, terrible communication, replying late, canceling late, and then having no accountability for their actions. But now, the reply will be...
Now you sound like you hate women.
But men have been treating us badly for years. No! And then when I speak up, they say things like, you're not dating me, you're not fucking me. I'm like, no, this is basics. The other day, this is just manners. Yeah, I said to a woman, I would not want to work with you. I said to a woman, I would not want
unreliable.
I will say this. I did say this a year ago. What I'm about to say, I said this about a year ago to a woman. I said to her, thank God I have a plan B for today. Because I knew you would cancel, so I had a plan B. Then her reply was, wow.
So you're going to let me down, and then I'm going to sit on my own.
But guys, ladies, if you're listening... It has gotten to the point, it feels like entitlement.
It might be. Because we have, I believe that the last couple of years have been a couple of years of toxic femininity. I want to be very serious about this for a second. I think the culture, particularly in countries like America, the culture's become a toxic feminine culture. I watched Pete Hegseth, who's running for Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
There were Senate and Congress congressional hearings yesterday in America for his appointment, right? He's Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense. He's going to run the Pentagon,
okay.
Basically oversee the military.
Dangerous man.
But, well, he's an ex-soldier.
That's more qualification than our Minister of Defense has.
Right. So, correct. I mean, Angie, right?
Angie couldn't...
No, but let's not beat up on her. We've done that enough in education.
Okay, I want to say... Is she still in?
She's still defense secretary. I mean, defense minister, Angie.
A choice condom has better defense.
So, Pete Hegseth is sitting there in Congress, right? And these it's all the women, in, like Elizabeth Warren, Maisie Hirono, Kristen Gillibrand, all you actually have to see this to believe it. James, I'm gonna send you the clip, and you can play it just now. You want to see what men mean when they say toxic femininity? And I see something here I've never heard before. Fem cells. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Fem cells are just as dangerous. Here, this is from Congo Chris and unspoken about. So, what is a fem cell? Before we get into that. And I don't want to sound like we are complaining.
If you cut this up, you're going to think we're complaining. We're not.
I really don't. All we're saying is like try to be on time and don't mess us around with arrangements.
It's not like you to put a disclaimer. It's not like you. But I'm liking this new Gareth clip.
So,
put a disclaimer.
I'm just going to find this clip for you because this is unbelievable. these women, and they're like naggy. These are obviously the worst kind of women. So they're not the kind of women that anyone would want to be around. But it's this kind of thing that has been leading America. You could see it with Kamala to some extent. You kind of get this...
I would never want to have coffee with Kamala Harris.
Oh my God, she's the worst.
They're worse people.
They are worse people. I'm just going to find this quickly.
So Cliff, there's another question I want to ask you. So we're talking about toxic femininity. Should we not be saying toxic people?
Yeah, probably.
In general, you know.
But we didn't start the toxic masculinity thing. So I'm just saying...
Tit for tat.
It became a thing.
Are you going to tit for tat this
shit? No, it became a thing. So where there is good femininity, there is good masculinity. Yeah. Where there's bad femininity, yeah, there's bad masculinity.
Bad humans, good humans, vice versa.
Correct. It all works that way.
Yeah.
So this is just to show you. I mean, I've never felt sorry for someone who's going for a job. Because I think you've got to acquit yourself as well as you possibly can. But I'm going to send this clip to James, and then he's going to pop it on for you so you can see what I mean. These harpies just having a go. Like, it's the worst thing. The studio echoes, and doesn't help that the big mouth out there has to shout all the time, says Peter.
Peter, I love you.
Jeez, Peter.
Peter, you need some Pornhub.
It's called being condescending, says Grant. Can you imagine how horrible you have to be to be a fem cell? Guys will fuck anything. So if you're female and you can't get laid, you must be abhorrent. Sure, that's bad. That's actually a good point. I mean, really, like, the constant bashing of men, this is now Rebellious Ruth. She says, I agree, the constant bashing of men is horrific. Women need to get back to traditional values. If you want real values, it's terrible how the pendulum swings. Well, Siv and I were talking a little earlier, and we maybe get into this. I mean, I can't believe already gone for like almost half the show.
Just
but
quickly, do you always say this when there's guests here, or do you just say this when I'm here?
No, it's you. We move so quickly.
Okay.
We were talking about like whether or not it's time for a revival of religion, which obviously, you know, I'm not religious, but
me too.
But I kind of feel like people have lost their way. Mm. It's like people are, so we worship at the altar of material wealth. We worship at the altar of good looks and influence and power. But we need to kind of get back to a place where people actually respect each other just for being living people. Mm. And I don't know that's something that's available politically. I think it's something you have to have. There's got to be some spiritual component to it. I don't know what it is. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I do think that it's a discussion all on its own.
So I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything, but I have this weird thing that I wish my mother was alive, so if I had kids, she could handle the religious thing, right? Because I grew up in religion,
yeah.
So I know the fundamentals of religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the I know the good of religion. I know the bad of religion.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about my mom taking my kid to Sunday school and taking her to church and having to get that abuse that I got, that I got in church of going, hey, keep quiet.
Formation.
Hyman. And now I sit around with kids and I'm like, you don't have that. That thing that I had, which was, I went to church. I was forced to go to church. I went to Cubs and Scouts.
Mm.
And that formative years for me, the stuff you're talking about, I think you got from books. You got from your dad, your mom. You know what I mean? Your yeah, upbringing.
Well, also, I did Cubs and Scouts for
oh,
a little
did
bit.
You?
I did that for a little bit. I loved getting those badges, man.
So I did Cubs and Scouts.
That was fun.
So
do they still do that? Is that still
yes,
a thing?
Yes, they do, bro. It's still huge. And really? Now the girls are allowed to do Scouts. It's not brownies. Brownies are like dying fast, but like Boy Scouts.
Is brownies. They just used to sell fucking cookies, right?
Yes.
Would you like a cookie?
But now girls and boys are working together.
I love the way guys like learning to sew. But girls must sell cookies.
But Scouts for me, I changed my life, man. Changed my life.
All right, James, just play that video quickly. Just watch this poor man.
Is that an edit?
No, it's obviously they put them all together, but that's basically, he had to sit there and be harangued by these, you know, like when I think of the worst possible outcome for myself. It is to be married to a woman who just nags the whole time. Like, to me, that would be worse than if she hit me. Because if she hit me, I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here. And I wouldn't think twice. I'd be gone, whether we had kids or not. But if she nagged the whole time, I find that is, over the long term, far more destructive. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing worse than a nagging fucking woman. It's really the worst thing. I don't like that.
But do you mind a nagging man?
I don't know any nagging men, because I don't have them in my life.
Okay.
If I meet a nagging man, like, who's a nagging name? Describe this to me.
You know who I find a nagging man?
Who's a nagging
man?
Who
is that Jewish guy who creates content, American guy, who's always explaining things, American guy? Who's, you know him,
he's always Woody Allen. He's a nagging man.
He's always creating
Woody Allen.
He's always creating content that's explaining. You know, it's always explaining, and usually he goes, he's pro Trump.
Oh, Ben Shapiro. Is it Ben Shapiro?
Yes, online. Okay,
yeah.
Is that not nagging?
He's he's a bit naggy. Yeah,
yes.
You're right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, he's naggy.
So, yeah, there is. Friend, you know where I've gotten to at the moment is I am at the stage in my life. I'm turning 40 this year.
Yup.
And I'm in the stage of my life of trying to challenge most things.
So sure.
I try and challenge it. So sometimes I go...
Good, you're going to run out of energy for that eventually.
No. When I say challenge, I mean challenge the self.
Sure.
You know, okay. Am I the problem there? Mm. Was I the mistake there? Was I the problem there? You know what I mean? Personal challenges of self.
Right. Because
sometimes I am challenging my particular opinions. So, like, that's why currently I think I try and break things down more than I have. And then sometimes, do you ever sometimes think of something you said and go, why did I say that? I could have said this.
Mm.
I'm at that point in my life.
I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't.
Yeah.
If you'd met me 10 years ago, I would have said, no, never. I always stand by what I said. Someone asked here earlier, like, why did you get so personal with the La Cizwe roast? I didn't see that. Did it get very personal?
Oh, man. Listen, if you're watching this and you don't understand that a roast, there are writers. There's a room of like 20 writers and they give you jokes that you need to say. So, like, there's no person. Bro, after the roast, we all went out and had a great time. We still talk about it. We still have a great time. So, all the roasts are not... everyone knows that roasts aren't personal. Like, you don't hardly even write your own jokes.
And wasn't there... I still haven't spoken to her since then, but didn't Pearl do her roast recently?
Pearl did a roast?
Yeah.
I've got a very soft spot for her.
I like Pearl. I really like
because when I... In New York, we used to hang out a lot.
Mm.
And there is a Pearl that I've gotten to know... That when I go online, I'm like, guys, you guys talking about the same person that
I think she's a gentle, sweet person. And she's, I mean, she's extremely successful, and that's all down to her and hard work. Nobody gets given anything, right?
Her being hot as...
And that too. But she's not... I've never seen a mean streak.
No, beautiful.
None of that shit.
No, beautiful soul.
Interesting how congressional hearings have become like an episode of The View. Well, okay. So now, again, you point to like a group of... Like, if you put me on The View, I'd be the least happy person on planet Earth.
That all-woman show.
Yo.
With Whoopi
and Joy Behar and Sunny Hostin and the rest, I don't know.
Cliff, here's another thing that's thing about. So, you know, they talk about businesses that are successful, right? Businesses that are successful.
Not on The View.
No, I'm saying in general. So businesses that are successful.
I don't talk about business ever.
So,
tell us about your feelings.
No, check this. So businesses that have female CEOs and male CEOs. So businesses that have female CEOs usually do well and are safe and last long, right?
Okay.
But businesses that are led by men can make a lot of money, but they take bigger risks, right? So men take bigger risks in business.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes it fails, whatever.
Of course, yeah.
So what makes do you sense. Get out of that explanation? That the company should have women and men.
Absolutely.
So if you have a company like a show like The View, and you just have women on it, it's a particular kind of show, then you go, it needs some, toxicity, it needs some masculinity.
Masculinity,
and vice versa, when I see a show of all men, I go, ooh, like, it's a little bit and a little bit and I'm not
agreed. I'll tell you what. I'm so glad you brought this up because we live in the podcast world. I do, and I'll tell you what I'm really, really tired of now. I am sick of hearing podcasts where there are men talking about life hacks, talking about their fitness routines, talking about what they eat, and talking about their mushroom journeys, and talking about all this shit. I am over that stuff. I can't listen to one more person who's going to tell me how to be a better man. I'm just over. You know what? Maybe I'll get back into it eventually, but it's just enough.
But were you into it?
Nah, I would listen to. So I'm talking about
Chris Williamson.
I like the guy.
I'm
so sick.
We're chatting the DMs.
I'm so sick of like the fucking journey he's on and his trying to improve himself the whole time. That's fine, but I'm bored with his particular story.
So how long have you been listening to him? Because I've only started over the year, so I'm new to him.
So I listen when he has a guest that I'm really interested in.
Okay.
So I don't listen all the time. Okay. And I suspect there are people who listen to this show because...
I listen to him if there's a guest that I like or a topic that I like.
Sure. Right?
So I would never listen to every single episode.
No. Who has time?
Yeah. But my chums, you're one of the most educated people I know, right? Who takes incredible amount of research in anything he does. Right? A lot of people don't realize how smart you are, and I'm not blowing hard up your ass.
But I don't do a lot of research.
Tom, you're a worker.
I read generally.
You consume.
But I'm not like, I don't prepare.
So the stuff that
he prepares and researches. So the stuff that he's like trying so hard.
So the stuff that he says, friend, you don't need. But if you're a young man, that guy is important to a lot of young men.
No, please, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that for other people it isn't great. And I commend Chris. It sounds like he's on a constant struggle. Like, it sounds like his life is hard, man.
Yeah.
So it sounds like his life is a non-stop. I don't know when last the guy was happy. And I hope he is. But it sounds like an absolute mission being him. And that I don't like.
One thing I can
say... enough of that. I want
to
have fun.
Yeah. When I listen to him speak, I do think he has... He's been a good-looking guy his entire life, successful, gymming, etc. No one wants to listen to a person just talk about their success the whole time. He's found that vulnerability, right?
He never does. He doesn't talk about his success.
Agree.
If anything, the guy talks about how he's struggling.
He struggled. Right? He was bullied when he was
in school.
But that narrative gets more clicks than how successful you are. Remember when we were younger, the content used to be, I'm the greatest, I'm amazing. That's what I grew up. I grew up on Muhammad Ali. So my basis of telling you how great I am kind of a thing, right? But I do think now, you know what, Cliff? I'll say this now. So when I was grieving, I'm still grieving, but I was getting more love for showing how broken I was than for everything that I've done that's successful.
Who wants love from people who want to be friendly to a grieving person?
No. I know you hear what the hell I'm saying. All I'm telling you is that people currently are
they
more
they gravitate towards it. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always have been, not just currently.
So you think
people love... But you know why? There are two things that are going on here. First of all, there's genuine compassion, which is a way people bond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I do think that that's good and pure and decent, and there's a lot of that going on. Lovely. And when anyone goes through a hard time... You want to be there for them, unless you're a complete psychopath, okay? Number two, schadenfreude. People get a kick that turns them on to know that they're actually doing better than you.
Agreed.
So if you're in a shit place and they can feel superior to you in some way, they'll ladle it on. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry, Siv. I can't believe you're going through all this shit. And then they walk away going, at least I'm not. Even if it's subconscious, they don't even realize this shit. But they're actually just reveling in the fact that they're, for a moment, doing better than you.
Yeah.
Never forget that that makes up a small number of those people, too.
But
so I don't have time for this. Also, I'm sick of fake compassion. I don't know about you, but if I have to see a bunch of people who don't know each other commiserating and pretending that they care, like there's nothing more fake in the world. Than that.
Agreed.
So sick.
There's something that I have online that I've started to think is the biggest. I'm sick and tired of people telling everyone how beautiful they are.
Who does this?
Not everyone is beautiful.
Who says this?
And then I was like, "Oh my babe, you're so beautiful." I'm like, "No, she's not."
Who says this?
Have you not seen?
No.
Currently, there's a big like, because I don't want to make it a woman man thing, because obviously it's gonna, people are going to cut this up. It's going to go, "We're just bashing women." But there's a big thing online about people telling each other how beautiful they are, and then you're like, "No, no, her biggest quality is not that she's beautiful. Maybe she's great, got a great opinion, but she's not beautiful." You know what I mean, like, and then so my best friend thinks everyone is beautiful. Like, I've never met my best friend thinks everyone's beautiful. She'll always find, like, if I say someone's ugly, she'll be like,
maybe she's just a really good person.
She's got great skin. She's got great skin. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't think everyone's best trait is beauty.
Mm-mm.
I don't think everyone is beautiful.
No, otherwise beauty would not be a thing.
Yes. So, like,
the only reason it's a thing is because it's rare.
Yes. So, I saw a clip of a lady doing a backflip, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's being helped by someone.
Oh.
Do a backflip.
Okay.
Then all the girls go, "Hey, what do you mean? You could have done it without any help, baby. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You don't need him to help you flip, baby girl." Next clip, she's doing it alone. Flips, lands on her head. And the tagline is, "This overly positive..." Toxic positivity.
Yeah, right? Sure.
So there's sometimes I
just put toxic in front of everything.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. Yeah. I know what you mean. Don't lie. Just don't lie, right?
He agrees. Combo Chris says,
"Civ, it's a women thing. They say it with the whole chest. Instagram is the worst. Simps are rife on X." What? Yeah, you know what? You know what we're talking about things we love to complain, right? But The people who put me off the most, who make me wish I wasn't human.
Wow, that's a big start.
Are guys who, like, will say things to women that they don't mean, that the women don't deserve compliments,
mm-hmm.
and they'll say them in the hope of getting laid, because they're pathetic, like simps. Simping behavior is, that drives me up the fucking wall. Those are the truly dangerous men in the world. Those guys, because they are presenting a version of themselves that doesn't actually exist.
So I feel like I have a version of that when it comes to, I will put up with women being late, bad at communicating, because I want punani.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and the hotter they are, the more you'll put up with.
I'm so glad you haven't mentioned that I'm having that.
No, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not doing a version of what you're saying you hate.
If they're average, no. No.
But you do put up, and would you let the ugly woman cancel on you as much as you let a hot?
Absolutely not. And we've got to take a break, so I'm canceling on you for 5 minutes. We'll be back in a second. I just want to throw this in quickly. Carl says, "Civ is right. Girls keep saying how beautiful Lizzo is until you tell them they look like Lizzo." All right, we'll be back in a minute.